Good morning, Nielsen of FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, an economist with Harvard. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thank you very much.
It's good to talk to you. It's been too long. You have several hats, but before we get into either the billing index on the American Institute of Architecture or on the Joint Center for Housing Studies Remodel Index, let's just talk about the economy. What's your take on where we are right now here in December of 19?
Well, the economy has been slowing for really a couple years now, and I think there's been a lot of talk about when are we going to hit the recession and how bad is it going to be. And I think recent numbers are looking pretty encouraging in the sense that we are approaching a cyclical low for the economy. Probably will hit sometime in the latter half of next year, of 2020, potentially first quarter of 2021, but it's increasingly looking like that bottom is going to be a lot higher than we might have thought of 6, 12, 18 months ago. It looks like we may well avoid a recession for this cycle before we head into another period of growth, another period of expansion.
Yeah, so the classic definition of a recession are two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. We know that the last reading on GDP was around 2, so I mean we're 2 points above a flat reading. It looks like that might have bottomed here, are you thinking?
I'm guessing we're going to see probably a couple quarters in the 1.5 to 2 range, but I doubt it'll go below 1% this cycle, at least those are the signals. I mean, there's always a few landmines out there.
Right.
The trade and tariff situation looks like it's being favorably resolved. That's a wild card. Energy always is a wild card based on sort of international events. But if we can avoid those, I think we're going to get through this pretty well.
All right, that's good news. All right, let's talk about the American Institute of Architecture Billing Index. When we looked at it at the beginning of the year, it looked like it was greatness. I mean, we'd had almost 2 full years of readings above 50. I know this is a leading indicator, way out front of what actually happens. And then we had a dip. It's kind of undulated above and below 50 all of 19, hadn't it?
Yeah, it's been a surprisingly weak year for our billings index, as you described. This is tracking revenue at architecture firms, and the analysis we've done suggests that leads construction activity by 9 to 12 months. Quite frankly, we were expecting a reasonably healthy 2019, and as you mentioned, Kemp, we got off to a really good start in January. And then, since then, it's been, at best flat, a little up 1 month, a little down the next. The October reading was the strongest reading we've seen for the year since that January number came in at 52.0. So, be curious to see how the November number, which gets released tomorrow, and the December number gets released in a month, will move. Will we continue to see that strength, or will we continue to see it dip back down again? But it's been unusual in the sense that it just really can't find any real direction. It's just been kind of hovering around this 50 level, which above 50 suggests growth in revenue. So it's just kind of indicating flatness in terms of business conditions at architecture firms.
Well, and as you say, it's way out front of actually what happens. I looked at the Dodge report, their outlook report that was published in October, and it's telling us that just from a starts perspective, a construction starts perspective, that we're at the peak for a little while in most segments, that we're going to see a downward trend for a little bit of time in the commercial market, right?
I think that's right, Kemp. And I think particularly on the commercial side, we split the non-residential building market into commercial, industrial on one hand, the private sector, and institutional on the other side. That's schools and healthcare and things like that. And I think the commercial side, particularly on, as you say, on the construction starts, looks like it has peaked. The institutional, maybe not. I think there is some potential for further growth there. That tends to be a little later in the cycle. It's more driven by demographics than anything else, and that will probably be the sector that generates the most growth over the next year or two in the non-residential side of the economy.
So I'm hearing education and healthcare are still pretty good. Some of the other sectors, like hospitality, actually has peaked, we're thinking, but there's still a lot of remodel activity that might happen there. So,
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to more of the residential side, the Joint Center for Housing Studies. You're a fellow there, and you do a lot of publications talking about that business. And you've been talking now all through 19 that you're seeing a slowdown. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I think much like we talked about on the non-residential side, the residential remodeling side, as projected by our leading indicator for remodeling activity, our LIRA, has been slowing recently. And we just put out about a month ago now, a quarterly report suggesting that into 2020 we're likely to see virtually no growth in remodeling activity. And that would be the first year in a decade that we haven't seen really good, healthy growth on the remodeling side. We've had a very good run in the sort of 4%, 5%, 6% range or so, and that appears to be slowing. You know, once you get into a down cycle, kind of like we were talking about on the non-residential side, the concern is that it just sort of spirals out of control, that once it heads down, it just sort of feeds on itself. The remodeling side, much like we talked about on the construction side, though, it looks like it's got some good solid foundation here that's going to prevent really, you know, much of a decline at all. And that foundation is what we're seeing in terms of, you know, unexpectedly, we've seen in terms of a decline in mortgage rates that have down about a full percentage point over the last year. When mortgage rates go down, you know, people buy homes, people refinance their mortgages and pull out some cash, and we're seeing a lot of that go into remodeling. You know, the indicators we look at there are sales of existing homes, number one. That started to move up recently. Housing starts, because it sort of generally talks about the health of the residential market. Housing starts have started to pick up again recently, too. Retail sales of building materials, kind of at the big box retailers, Home Depot and Lowe's and places like that. Looks like that's still holding up pretty well. House prices, although they're slowing across the country, are still kind of growing at about a 3-3.5% pace. So it looks like we're going to dodge the bullet on that side, too. It looks like we're seeing a floor in terms of how weak that market will get, and that floor is again, kind of a little higher than we might have thought it would be 6 or 9 months ago.
Well, that's good news. I'll tell you that our lead news story yesterday on Floor Daily was builder confidence was at a 20-year high. You know, that's on the new construction of single family. So that's
good. And that's a very healthy sign given where we are in the cycle. I mean, the bad news is that the new home building market's been very, very weak coming out of the last recession. The good news is because it has been so weak, you know, we still got a lot of pent-up demand out there to generate growth. I mean, we had, 1.25 million starts or so. Probably this year, about the same last year. And that's for the peak of the cycle, or what we think might be close to the peak of the cycle, that's a very low number. So I think there's a lot of upside potential on housing that we're going to see in the coming years.
All right. So if we're starting to see some warmness in 2020 on the economy, how long on this next cycle? Is it just going to be a little short cycle, you think, or any?
You know, it's going to be a weak cycle, I think. You know, when you don't have a steep downturn, you also don't have a steep upturn. You know, how long it'll last, I think, really depends on how well the economy's managed. I think it's got the potential to be a long cycle. But, you know, we often see coming out of a downturn, we see, you know, 4%, 5%, 6% growth in the economy. And I think that's extremely unlikely this time. You know, I think 2.5%, 3%, 3.5% is probably as strong as we're going to get over the next few years. But I think from a business perspective, that's really great news. I think businesses love to see kind of slow, steady growth and not steep downturns. And I think that's the period we're in right now.
All right, great, Kermit. Thanks for a read on what's going on out there in the economy. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.